This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
H.L. Mencken said that democracy is a pathetic belief in the collective wisdom of individual ignorance, and he couldn't be more right. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. The collective wisdom of individual ignorance. We have one of the most ignorant populace in the world. They have squandered what represents America. They've squandered it. And it's funny, as I watched what all these different things play out, I think about the level of stupidity you have to be a Democrat. I talk often about the people that make the conversion. You know what? I'm going to give you a pass. Right now, make that conversion and I'll grandfather you. Because if you hang on for another few months or so, I'm just going to say you are the dumbest people on the planet. How much do you need to see about how that party operates? The so-called liberals, the so-called progressives, the people that change their names all. You know who changes their names? Crooks, criminals, porn stars. That's who does it. Amber? Amber Short Thong? Whatever your name is. The Democrats are nothing but a bunch of name-changing, morphing, what do they call it when they do it in the X-Men films? You know, they can be whatever they want to be. Look, they're nothing but scam artists. That's what they are. And so when you're a scam artist, you don't want anybody to know who you are. You change your name. You move to a new place, you change your name. I tell people all the time, that's why I never, people, Kevin, you should change teaparty.org to something else, teapartycommunity.org to something else. Nope. It's Tea Party Community, baby. Because that's what we are, a community of good folks. And we don't need to change our name. We don't need to run from our name. Democracy, a pathetic belief in the collective wisdom of individual ignorance. One of the great thinkers, Mencken, said that. You know why he didn't say Democratic Republic? Because that's what we are. We are not a democracy. The people are too stupid to have a democracy. These are people that wanted to vote Hillary Clinton in. A crook. These are people who voted for the most incompetent person they could possibly find in 2008. Why? Because he was a Negro that didn't talk like black folks. You want these people in charge of you? Freud said this. He says, no one can be forced into a belief, but no one can be forced into unbelief. So when we ask ourselves, how are we going to get these people corrected? I had a conversation with a good friend of mine over the weekend, and he said, Kevin, what are we going to do, man? And I said, let me tell you something. It's going to take three blows by a 2x4 to the head of every leftist you know. Metaphorically speaking, of course, because I don't want people thinking I'm condoning violence. Metaphorically, you're going to have to hit them. You hit them once, bam, Donald Trump had the best year ever. You know, you hit him twice, bam, this Russian collusion is a joke, man. You hit him three times, bang. You do understand that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, and these are the people that are faking all this other crap, and they finally go, I'm beginning to see it, Kevin. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's not going to be one lick. There's a level of indoctrination that has occurred that you can't even fathom. I want you to just stop for a second. You think you, conservatives, we believe ourselves to be trained to think against all this stuff. Guys, I could give you song and dance on conservatives backing off of conservative principle, and they soften it just a hair, and they feel like, oh, you know, I'm paying attention to the other side a little bit on this. No, you're not. You are buying into the leftist drivel because you've been trained to do it, and every now and then you get the disease. It resurfaces. It's dormant inside of you, waiting for the right thing. And that's why the Democrats keep fishing. That's why they keep rinse and repeat. Gun control. The same old crap. I mean, I'll give you a couple of examples. Let me give you some examples. So here was a tweet. that I heard about, I read about. So here it is. Month two of HuffPost's opinion is almost done. This month we published 63% women, including trans women, 53 writers of color. Our goals for this month were less than 50% white authors, check. Asian representation that matches or exceeds U.S. population, check. More trans and non-binary authors, check. But I want to do better. That's what Chloe Angyal of the Huffington Post said of what the Huffington Post wants to do. They don't care if you're a good writer, that your opinions are you know, steeped in good quality stuff. No, none of that matters. We got to check off our colors. 63% women, and including trans women, 53% writers of color. Check, check, check. Ooh, look at us. Unbelievable. Let me give you something else here. Red Nation Rising. Chuck Schumer has weaponized Senate procedure by forcing 79 cloture votes on Trump nominees compared with 17 such slowdown votes in the past four administrations. At this rate, the Senate would take 11 and a half years to confirm Trump nominees. And then you know what the left does? They complain Trump doesn't have enough people in place. Here's another one. Larry Elder said this. Democrat icon JFK partied with hookers at the White House, slept with a mobster's girlfriend. Democrat icon Bobby was a serial cheater. Democrat icon Ted Kennedy was a sex predator who assaulted women. Democrat icon Bill Clinton was accused of rape, and Hillary Rodham Clinton of intimidating alleged rape survivors. But let's talk Stormy Daniels. How much do I need to prove to you that these people don't care about anything that impacts them? They only care about it if it doesn't fit their narrative. Those are just a few. Guys, I could do this all day. I'm here all day. Just flew in. My arms are tired. I could go explain the gun control. Using children, folks, as props. So they can do what? Get guns. For what reason? I don't know. Just because we want them. There's no reason for people to not protect themselves except to not protect themselves. And let me tell you, I'm a lot less worried about somebody coming up to me with a gun on the street than I'm about this tyrannical government that we keep talking about day in and day out. This is what we've got going. And so McCabe gets fired, and now the left is on a rampage. They want you to believe Donald Trump fired the man and that McCabe is a good guy. We talked about it last hour. But I want to talk about what they got next for McCabe, because that's going to blow your mind.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Radio show.
News keeps coming at us fast and furious, and I'm going to apologize in advance to the audience listening to my show, Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, because there's just so much. And you know, as we start a topic, I think, okay, this will be just an intro little, hey, this happened or whatever. And as we start to develop it and I get into my head about it, I think this is deeper than I originally thought. Because when we prep the show, you know, my producers will go, well, here's a topic we can cover, but it's really not newsworthy beyond just saying, oh, you know, Madonna just tried to have a baby or whatever. You know, get what I'm saying? But then you find out, what, she's trying to have a baby? First of all, who's going to be with Madonna? And then how old is Madonna? Like 95? You know, and so then as you start getting into and digging deeper, suddenly you find yourself going, this is a bigger topic. Good example. When they gave me this Sharpton and the Black Panthers are going to protest President Trump, we just talked about it. I thought to myself, okay, we'll just say that and that's the end. But as you think about it, and you start thinking about, well, why are they protesting him? And have they looked at what he's actually doing? And what's the motivation behind a protest that black people shouldn't be participating in? If there's anything, they should be throwing Donald Trump a parade. And then suddenly, I'm out of the segment because it was a short segment in our first segment at the top of the hour anyway. But that's where we find ourselves. Anyway, here's what I do want to talk about right now. I want to talk about the two very bad things that are going to happen for the Democrats. But if either one of these two things occurs, the Democrats are in huge trouble. Now, here's what I should have done if I had done radio the right way. I should have teased this at the end of last segment, and then some people wouldn't have dropped off from the first segment, because see, that's a heck of a teaser. I'm going to give you the two things that cannot happen. Either one of these two things happens and the Democrats are in trouble. Dun, 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 dun. Then we wait and go to commercial. But no. So here's the deal. Two things that if they happen, Democrats are toast. Number one, an indictment of any Democrat. Any Democrat related to this, Hillary Clinton, whatever. If there's an indictment, that's it. The dam breaks. Secondly, ending the Russian collusion investigation from Mueller. Any one of those happens, the dam breaks. Now, the reason why I set it up this way to kind of explain it to you is this is the reason why neither one of those things has happened. You're saying to yourself, doggone it, there's somebody should be indicted. Uma Abedin or Cheryl Mills, Hillary's lawyer, how'd they get, immunity? What about all these FBI guys? Shouldn't they, if somebody be indicted? You know, it's one thing to fire and reposition them. I think we're up to 12 now in the FBI where that's happened. But shouldn't somebody be indicted? And oh, by the way, the next thing that goes beyond comprehension is you're saying, how does this Russian investigation continue? The House Intel Committee says nothing's done. You know, there's no collusion. We all know there's no collusion. All the collusion points to Hillary Clinton and her team. Why is it that we're still doing this investigation? And I just told you. If either one of those two things happens, it's the end. It is truly Armageddon, to use Nancy Pelosi's word, it is Armageddon for the Democrats. When Mueller has to finally admit, by the way, he's their guy. Everybody knows this. There are more pictures with Mueller and Barack Obama and Comey than Trump has with prostitutes. Okay? You get what I'm saying? So when they get to the point where they have to admit there is nothing there, then what happens next? Well, wait a minute. There is something there. Maybe the second prosecutor comes in or special counsel comes in or whatever, and he goes at that. And then if there's nothing there and we go looking at the other direction and we start digging into the FBI, well, we go back to number one, indictment of Democrats. A guy tweeted this. Since framing Trump for Russian collusion has failed, the left would now like to try to impeach Trump for obstructing their attempt to frame him. And that's truly what you're seeing here. They now, he wants to fire Mueller. He wants to fire Mueller because Mueller has nothing to talk about. Then it was funny, now Donald Trump's saying, I'm not firing Mueller. Again, he's saying, why would I fire Mueller? The only thing that's going to happen is this is going to end. It's going to end on its own terms. And Trump is smart enough to say, you're going to end it, which means it's definitively over. And then guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask Sessions to put a special counsel together to look into the real Russian collusion. And what happens then? I go back to number one, an indictment of many Democrats. When either one of those things happens, folks, the things are going to go south for the Democrats so quick, there's going to be blood on the streets of D.C. The left will realize they've lost a big battle and possibly the war. And that's why you keep hearing me talk about this. That's why I keep reminding you that this is not a good year for the Democrats. Now, Mike Flynn is back. I touched on it earlier. And a guy wrote this. I think his name is something pundit. And he says, the biggest, baddest dude in Washington, D.C. might be President Trump. But Mike Flynn's running a close second. And this is according to FBI insiders who think that Flynn is about to start talking. And they said, in talking about the FBI and what exactly went down during his ordeal with the Bureau's Andrew McCabe-infused investigation, those unflattering details, insiders reveal, will bring more unwanted turmoil and public scrutiny to the embattled agency, especially the FBI's actions wielded against Flynn, which likely involved illegality and corruption. You've watched Law and Order or some police interrogation thing where they just beat you down. And you'd say, well, Flynn's a three-star general. He's not going to get beaten down. Oh, yeah, you can all be beaten down. It's like somebody saying, I could withstand the torture. You can't withstand torture. The only thing you can ask about torture is how long can you hold out? That's it. That's why when they say things like those are the Iranians or whoever, you know, the Middle Easterners, they, you torture them, they'll do nothing. That's nonsense. There's a way to get to everybody. Everybody. And it might be through their kids, it might be through friends, it might be through a spouse, it might just be the sheer pain and agony of what is being done to you. But there's a way that you'll eventually talk. And the only question is, when, you know, how long can you go? So don't hold Flynn in any more esteem than anybody else. He's a man. But at the end of the day, let me tell you this. It's going to be proven that this guy was railroaded. They say when he gives up names, it's going to be pretty bad for the left. I don't know. I agree, by the way. I say when Flynn starts asking for his records and saying, I want every bit of evidence you assembled against me and who did it, the chain of people involved, I want all that evidence. And when that occurs, I'm looking forward to it. I cannot wait to see this. Or I should say, to see the cover-up of, well, no, we don't want to release that information or whatever, because Flynn's attorneys are now entitled to it, especially in the light of him saying, I'm going to, you know, I may have to issue lawsuits against people. Personal and professional, who knows? Anyway, word on the street is DC is very afraid.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, everybody, why teach kids about guns, huh? If the left told the truth about guns, the gun control discussion would end immediately. It's true. It's not what I want to talk about this segment, because I want to get into some stuff about Barack Obama and what the Democrats were willing to do in order to keep us from being where we are right now, which is bringing sanity back to politics. But I do want you to understand the game that's being played. The left does not want people to know the truth, whether it's about guns, immigration, Muslim terrorism, tax policy, you name it. They don't want you to know the truth. If you know the truth, you would never, ever in your wildest dreams side with them on anything. And so when they do get you into that system, they force you to stay into it. You must believe guns are bad, or you won't get that job. You won't get tenure. You will be ostracized in their community. Ask any leftist. Every one of them has a situation where they went against the grain, and either they left or they stayed and they kept their mouth shut. They are a complete culture of cowards. That's what they are. Wouldn't stand up to look. I've been around conservatives, and we'll talk, and somebody will say something that I disagree. Like I forget, you know, the exact circumstances, but I remember just recently being around something I disagreed, and I was like, I don't agree with that. And the person kind of went, And we changed this. He changed the subject. But what I wanted him to understand is what you just said, I don't agree with. You can like me, not like me, but I'm going to give you my opinion. I'm no chump. I'm no PB. I'll leave it at that. You'll figure it out. I'm not going to let you say something that I disagree with, and then I just go along to get along. Not going to happen. I got confronted by a guy. We were having a Twitter battle. He calls himself a conservative, but he's an anti-Trumper. He sees me at CPAC, and we've been friendly up to that point, but I'd see him on Twitter, and I just went after him like, you're a moron. You know, you're buying into this leftist drivel. And I would challenge all of his tweets that were anti-Trump. Some of the things he tweeted, I'd completely ignore because they were correct. But the things where he was wrong, I didn't. He sees me at CPAC. He's like, man, hey, you know, you're battling with me on Twitter. I said, get your stuff right and we won't battle on Twitter. I just don't think we should be going after each other. I said, I completely agree. But when you say things that are wrong, I will go after you. End of story. Have a nice day.
We can be conservatives. I don't have to agree with you in lockstep. By the way, you don't have to agree with me either. You can go to kjradio.com, send me a note, or you can call 844-551-8255. And if you really don't disagree, I'll have you on the show. And then, if you want to bring some friends, if you have a friend, Kevin, I got a friend, then invite your friend. If your friend or whomever, acquaintance, if you know somebody that thinks they know it all, bring them here. I will put them on. I will debate them. We will not clip one word or anything from what they say. You will hear it in its entirety. And I'll be very respectful for as long as they are. If they're not respectful, I won't be respectful. But if they're respectful, I'll be respectful. And I'm just going to ask questions. I'll just be like, okay, well, let's just pretend that that's, I agree with you. Now, what about this? And what about that? And here's what I'll do. I'll make it fun for everybody. We'll play 20 questions. And I can guarantee you within 10 questions, whoever you bring on, me asking them 10 questions on whatever topic they want, I will spin them into the death spiral, and they will probably be mad. But they will either have to change their mind or admit they can't defend their point. And I won't make a statement. I'll only frame what I say in questions. Now, that's pretty bold. That's about as easy as I can make it on somebody. I'm going to ask you questions, non-offensive questions, questions about what your policy stand for and things that you may or may not know about things. And we'll keep count. Somebody will ding, you know, one, ding, two, ding, three. And I'm going to do 20 questions, but within 10, it won't even take me 10. Most of them are spinning. So there you go. 844-551-8255. Bring them on. Germany gave up their guns. 6 million Jews died. How many ways do guns save lives in America? Millions of times a year. Many, many more times than a gun is used in any type of an act of violence where the person, you know, and what I mean is wrongly used. Cops shoot somebody or accidental shooting or whatever. Guns save more lives and protect more people than the left will ever admit. They will not tell you this. They won't tell you that, nor will they tell you that these kids that marched in this March for Life were forced. Some of them were forced to participate. One of the guys, a friend of mine on Twitter, said, did students protest when Steve Scalise was shot? Did students protest when Kate Stanley was shot? Did students protest when 8 people were mowed over in New York City by a terrorist driving a Home Depot truck? Students are protesting because the media and Democrats use them as puppets. That's why. And that is the truth of the matter. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about bringing the Democrats down. And my question to you is this. What would it take to bring the entirety of the Democrats down? It's a one-word answer. Trump. See, it's that reason Trump was not supposed to win at all costs. And National Review wrote an article about Russian collusion and the real story behind Hillary Clinton, the DNC, the FBI, and the media. And they said this, Barack Obama keeps a close watch on his emotions. I love Spock, he wrote in February of 2015 in a presidential statement eulogizing Leonard Nimoy. Growing up in Hawaii, the young man who would later be called No Drama Obama felt a special affinity for the Vulcan first officer of the USS Enterprise. Long before being nerdy was cool, there was Leonard Nimoy. The eulogy continued. Leonard was Spock. Cool, logical, big-eared, level-headed. Now, what's funny about this, Barack Obama doesn't like his big ears, but he knows he has them. So he was trying to describe himself. Cool, logical, big-eared, level-headed. That's what he thinks of himself. The article continues, it's a rare occasion when Obama lets his Spock mask slip. But November 2nd of 2016 was just such a moment. 6 days before the presidential election, when addressing the Congressional Black Circus, they said caucus, he stressed that the Republican candidate, Donald Trump, threatened hard-won achievements of blacks. Tolerance, justice, good schools, and ending mass incarceration, even democracy itself. Now, let me ask you this. I'm going to stop for a second. Do you believe for 1 second that blacks in America are tolerant and just, part of good schools and not and massively incarcerated? Because let me tell you something. If any of those things were ruined in the 8 years of Barack Obama's presidency, blacks became less tolerant. Blacks are one of the most injustice. They prefer injustice over justice more than anybody. We still have the worst schools and we have mass incarceration. But he goes on to say this. There's one candidate who will advance all those things. Voice swelling with emotion, they said. And there's another candidate whose defining principle, the central theme of his candidacy, is opposition to all that we've done. That's what Barack Obama said. Now they go on. The open display of emotion was new, but the theme of safeguarding his legacy was not. 2 months earlier, on July 5th in Charlotte, North Carolina, Obama delivered his first stump speech for Hillary Clinton. He described his presidency as a leg in a relay race. Hillary Clinton had tried to pass the Affordable Care Act during Bill Clinton's Affordable Health Care during Bill Clinton's administration, but she failed. And the relay baton fell to the ground. When Obama entered the White House, he picked it up. Now, his leg of the race was coming to an end. He said, I'm ready to pass the baton. He says, and I know that Hillary Clinton is going to take it. Yeah, he knew she was going to take it because he had made sure that he had all the apparatus in place to make sure she would be able to take it. But what's funny about this, and they aren't going to get into the nuance of this, but Barack Obama ridiculed Hillary Clinton's version of the healthcare system, and then he stole it and implemented the same thing for himself. I'm telling you, I wish I had a TV show because I would have said, now that's a brother that stole from a white woman. He did it right in front of America and called it Obamacare, had the name to steal it, pawn it, and put it under his own name. They said, but he was less certain than he was letting on. Hillary Clinton was up in the polls to be sure, but she was vulnerable. 3 weeks earlier, on June 15th, a cyber attacker fashioning himself as Guccifer 2.0 had published a cache of emails stolen from the DNC. They proved, as supporters of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders had long alleged, that the DNC had conspired with the Clinton campaign to undermine their candidate. Sanders was still withholding his endorsement of Clinton for president, even though her nomination as a Democratic candidate was now a foregone conclusion. I'm going to stop there for just a second because I want to continue in the next segment. But what they're saying here, what the National Review is pointing out, is that Barack Obama knew all of this. He knew Bernie Sanders was being cheated. He knew Trump was being cheated and targeted. He was spying on him and all these things. And he had let it slip that his legacy was at stake.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No Trump at all cost. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson here. That is what the left wanted. No Trump at all cost. Trump should not, could not become president, or else all hell would break loose. The people would know exactly what's going on in this government. I want you to think about this. Have you heard of the term straight shooter? We'd used it
People have used it. Most of us have used it, right? Straight. Oh, yeah, he's a straight shooter. Meaning, if that guy tells you something, you can pretty much believe it. And we get, and, you know, you hear that and you go, somebody says, oh, he's a straight shooter. You go, okay. He is. Well, that's what's been said of Brennan, former CIA director. That's what's been said of James Clapper, a guy who has knowingly lied to you. And by the way, he's going to get away with a lie because of the statute of limitations running out for 5 years. Just do your research. You'll see what I'm talking about. James Comey was declared a straight shooter. I think somebody said he's the most honest guy in D.C. Robert Mueller has been called a straight shooter by multiple people. And there are many others that D.C., the politicos, the media have called straight shooters above and beyond reproach. And they are now all embroiled in a conspiracy to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. Every one of them. It's a snake pit. I want you to think about everything it has taken for us to get to this point in history where the biggest scandal, this is undoubtedly the biggest political scandal in American history, and the media wants to focus on Stormy Daniels. They won't even talk about the greatness of this economy because they are so invested in ignoring the scandal and not making Donald Trump look good, because the better Donald Trump would look, the more they would be forced to cover this scandal. So look at the things that are involved here. At the very least, you've got the FBI. Okay? 12 people have been fired or reassigned. Most recently, McCabe has been told he's not going to get his pension. And what do? They don't blame the FBI. They blame Donald Trump, who, by the way, had nothing to do with it. Nothing. Oh, he tweeted. He's the one that started everything. No, he isn't. You want to know who started everything? The person who got fired. McCabe got fired. He's the one that started it. And look, you've got all kinds of parallels that you could make, things in life where you say, and you're going to blame the victim? You know, it's like a crook gets shot breaking into your house and you lose your home over it. And you go, what are you talking about? This fool was breaking into my house.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have shot him.
Well, what should I have done? He had a gun. He was threatening my dog or whatever. No. Call the police. But listen, so we got the FBI. We've got the CIA. The head of the CIA threatened the president on Twitter.
Mr. President, there's more to come.
What's he got? What has he had access to? Why is he now threatening the president? By the way, bring it, John Brennan, former communist, Islamic terrorist sympathizer. Bring it. That was the guy heading your CIA. Okay? The NSA is involved, collecting data and then giving fake data and whatever for FISA and Fisk Court, FISA stuff. They're involved. The DNI, the DOJ, the State Department, the federal government in general, with Barack Obama saying to the FBI, keep me posted on all of this. Can you even imagine in your wildest dreams this scenario? Hollywood couldn't make up a movie that is more intriguing. And quite frankly, the biggest scandal in American history. All of this, and they say, trust government. You should trust them. So what you've seen, Hillary Clinton be freed where other people go to prison or lose their livelihoods. I'll use General Flynn as an example. By the way, I'll talk about him a little later. He's going to be coming back with a vengeance. I said it, now other people are finally beginning to see what I was talking about. General Flynn was railroaded, and he now can ask them for state's evidence. I want to know all the information you had against me. You want to know who railroaded General Flynn while we're on the subject? Yeah, McCabe. Got him to admit to something. You want to know why Flynn did what he did? Well, let's just stay on that subject for a little bit. You want to know why Flynn did what he did? He was trying to stop the carnage happening in his financial life. Most people believe Flynn took a plea deal just because he couldn't afford to fight it. There's not a person listening to this that doesn't understand that. Sometimes it's better to just go, you know what? I don't know what I said. I don't know how you're interpreting it, but I don't have the money to fight the federal government, so I better just jump out of this. He couldn't get help from Donald Trump because it would appear that they were colluding. So Trump had to put him out in the wind. But now he's coming back. Anyway,
honorable men like General Flynn, like Saucier, who took a picture on a submarine. Flynn loses his livelihood. Saucier goes to prison. Hillary Clinton has done far more egregious stuff. Nothing. Huma Abedin, nothing. Valerie Jarrett, Barack Obama, they've all known about all this stuff. The lawyers for Hillary Clinton and on down the line, they've all exchanged and done far worse than anything Flynn or Saucier have done, and not a single thing has happened to him. Now, I'll go back to this article. Hillary Clinton was expected to be the person to dethrone, to keep Trump out, and they did everything they could. And this writer writes this, at the very moment when Clinton had expected the Democrat Party to unite behind her, its deepest chasm seemed to be growing wider. In contrast to Clinton, Obama held some sway over Sanders' insurgents. He came to Charlotte and urged them to support Clinton against their shared enemy, the presumptive nominee Trump, obviously. The insurgency was not the only Clinton vulnerability on Obama's mind. He had come to Charlotte in addition to deflect attention from the news conference that James Comey, the director of the FBI, had held that morning in D.C. The investigation into Clinton's email server was complete, Comey announced. The FBI would recommend no criminal charges. That was the honey. But Comey administered it with a dose of vinegar. He dwelled on Clinton's mishandling, blah, blah, blah. I don't need to run you back through that, but here's the point. They had to take the good with the bad. It was either let us know that Clinton was indeed guilty and should go to prison, or they make Comey the scapegoat. So believe it or not, no matter what these people write, this was orchestrated. Look, I can't just let you go. It's going to be too obvious. So I'll build it up and then I'll say, but we found no intent. Now, go back and look at what Flynn did. Go back and look at what Saucier did and a host of other people who are in prison for the same reasons. And I hope Donald Trump pardons them all. He pardons Saucier. But go back and look at what they did and talk to me about intent. Now, but here's what they go on to say. From the perspective of the voters, Clinton's twin email travails, the hack of the DNC and the investigation into her server, were two faces of a single problem. Call it Clinton Inc. Sanders and Trump were painting Clinton as a Wall Street darling, the establishment candidate. She was the greatest defender and a prime beneficiary of a rigged political and financial system. And that's exactly what she was. Now, here's what they said. The third job of Obama in Charlotte was to humanize the queen. And here's what he says. I saw how she treated everybody with respect, and even the folks who weren't who aren't quote unquote important, Obama said. They said he enlarged Clinton's humility before the crowd because it was invisible to the naked eye. I love that part. With his jacket and tie off and the cuffs of his sleeves turned and a winning smile spread ear to ear, Obama came to loan Clinton his common touch. Passing the baton to her was a team effort, however. It demanded hard work from countless enablers. What's funny about this is they actually want you to believe that Barack Obama had the juice to drag Hillary Clinton's big old fat buttocks over the finish line. That bony dude couldn't do it. He had no ability to do it. Get this. Despite desperate times, call for desperate measures. To block Trump, Clinton supporters bent rules and broke laws. They went to surprising lengths to strengthen her while framing him, both in the sense of depicting him in a particular light and planting evidence against him. Let me tell you something, folks. Take heart. There is nothing, repeat, nothing the Democrats are going to be able to do to thwart what's about to come. You're seeing the warnings. Eric Holder tweeted something like, hey, FBI people, the storm is coming. You need to hold strong. Let me tell you what he's saying without saying it. He knows what's coming. They still got people on the inside saying, hey, we can't stop this. I want you to take heart listening to this program, the Kevin Jackson Show. I've been saying this to you for a long time. 2018 is the year that the Democrat Party gets dismantled. It goes down. And rightfully so. And by the way, this isn't just about Democrats. This is about the political system. Something that would let the federal government grow to such enormous proportions and to such strength that we fear it. If it can get a billionaire private citizen trying to do good, what can it do to you?
He won't
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.